There was only orange juice in the fridge. Nothing else you could put on cereal, unless you think that ketchup or mayonnaise or pickle juice would be nice on your toasties, which I do not, and neither does my little sister, although she has eaten some pretty weird things in her day, like mushrooms in chocolate. No milk, said my sister. Nope, I said, looking behind the jam in the fridge, just in case. None at all. Our mum had gone off to a conference. She was presenting a paper on lizards. Before she went, she reminded us of the important things that had to happen while she was away. My dad was reading the paper. I do not think he pays a lot of attention to the world while he's reading his paper. Did you hear me? Asked my mum, who is suspicious. What did I say? Do not forget to take the kids to orchestra practice tomorrow. It's violin on Wednesday night. You've frozen a dinner for each night. You're away and labelled them the spare house keys with the Nicholsons. The plumber will be here on Monday morning, and do not use or flush the upstairs toilet until he's been. Feed the goldfish. You love us all, and you'll be back on Thursday, said my father. I think my mom was surprised. Yes, that's right, she said. She kissed us all, and then she said, oh, and we're almost out of milk. You'll need to pick some up. After that, she went away. And my dad had a cup of tea. There was still some milk left. We defrosted meal number one, but we made a bit of a mess of things, so we went to the Indian restaurant. Before we went to sleep, Dad made us mugs of hot chocolate to make up for the whole missing of Mum. That was last night. Now Dad came into the kitchen. Eat your cereal, he said. Remember, it's orchestra practice this afternoon. We can't eat our cereal, said my sister sadly. I don't see why not, said my father. We've got plenty of cereal. There's Toastios and there's muesli. We have bowls. We have spoons. Spoons are excellent, sort of like forks, only not as stabby. No milk, I said. No milk, said my sister. I watched my dad think about this. He looked like he was going to suggest that we have something for breakfast you do not need milk for, like sausages. But then he looked like he remembered that without milk, he couldn't have his tea. He had his no tea face on. You poor children, he said. I will walk down to the shop on the corner. I will get milk.